share some more of your music. I do love seeing your song of your soul flow out through your music.
Thank you. Well, you mentioned peace, so let's hear Dancing in Front of the Guns.
We're facing the guns again. We have faced them before. Humanity's longing after so many deaths. Something more human than war. Part of me whispers, take your body and run away. Leave the vision to somebody else, and I hear myself say, but I'd rather be dancing at the edge of my grave. I'd rather be holding you close as we march forward, loving and brave. I'd rather be singing my fear. I'd rather be dancing in front of the guns as long as I'm here. Life is so dangerous that there's little to fear. Life is so possible. Every breath the frontier, and they've brought out the guns once again. Could be dancing the whole human race. Each one must choose. And I'd rather be dancing at the edge of my grave. I'd rather be holding you close as we march forward, loving and brave. I'd rather be singing in the face of my fear. I'd rather be dancing in front of the guns as long as I'm here.
Including violin, Dancing in Front of the Guns. It is by Libby Roderick, and it's a song after my own heart, because not only am I very much involved in peace myself, but dancing. As I mentioned earlier, folk dancing and every form of dancing actually calls to me. Are you a dancer, Libby?
Not formally, but every other chance I get. You know, I believe dancing is one of the greatest things on the planet, in whatever form you can get it.
Do you know if the native Alaskan tribes, do they have dancing as part of their thing?
Oh, central to their culture is collective dancing, all sorts of drumming and dancing in which people tell stories, they tell jokes through the dancing, they educate about their place, they recount historical events. Dancing is a central teaching strategy and celebration strategy and recreational strategy and major piece.
The song was Dancing in Front of the Guns. You seem to be kind of sanguine, I guess, about the idea of dancing in front of guns. Is that because you live in a place where your former governor is big on guns? It doesn't scare you so much?
Well, that song, speaking earlier about the questions of things that matter to me, obviously, like most folks, peace matters to me. And it's a much more difficult thing to accomplish, as we all know, than the word implies. Peace is not a lull between wars, but is really rooted in equity, which is a tough thing to accomplish and requires a great deal of courage. That song was written when the Bush administration was counting down to the first bombing of the Iraqi people in the Gulf many moons ago, and I got a phone call asking if I would come and sing at a rally for peace in my community. And so I foraged around quickly for songs that I felt expressed my sentiments at that point, and I didn't really find any that I wanted to sing. And so I knew I needed to write something, and so that was the song that I wrote and went down to sing. And the idea behind it was not that it would be easy to dance in front of the guns. In fact, it takes stunning courage. It takes stunning courage these days. In fact, I think that's one of the things we most need these days, is for us to find ways to be brave in whatever direction calls to us most deeply to protect what we love. And the idea behind it was that we need to dance in front of those guns, by which I meant we both need to display our ferocious commitment to life and the value of life, whether that is to protect a river or a child or an art form or a nation. And we need to do it with as much joy in our hearts as we possibly can, and we need to have as much fun doing it as we possibly can. I think we're so unbelievably fortunate to be on the planet at all. We have gifts being showered on us all the time by the Earth and by each other. We're so wealthy in the U.S., and we barely even notice it. So I think it makes sense for us to do this work with joy and gratitude, and I think it makes sense to do it with fun, for many reasons, but certainly one of them is that for this long-haul, brave work that we have to do of really transforming our culture, stopping the violence, whether it's towards each other, towards the world, the Earth itself, we have to have fun or we won't keep going. It's hard work, it's long work, it requires a lot of us, and we absolutely must sustain ourselves. And the way we tend to sustain ourselves is best is if we're having fun, whether that's singing and dancing or having potlucks or whatever we need to do to enjoy the work of being brave on behalf of our beloved world.
I think that you and I, Libby, are on a similar path here in both joy and serious work. Do you tend to be a dour person ever? Or are you, I mean, some people who get really into their causes become an annoyance to their friends.
Well, I learned that lesson early. I was an early annoyance. I was a wildly and annoying young person in that I was so accurately distressed about the state of the planet. I was working on the issue of nuclear weapons at the time, and I was correctly alarmed, but my way of communicating about it made me wildly ineffective, right? I became pretty strident, pretty distressed, pretty trying to get other people to do stuff, whether they wanted to or not. It quickly became apparent that that was not working. It wasn't working for them, and it really wasn't working for me. And that was, in fact, what led me to music, is that I realized that if I was going to keep working on behalf of a world that I wanted to see, I needed to find ways to nurture myself, to feed myself, that brought me joy, that sustained me. And where I knew to go was singing. And in fact, that's partly and largely what launched my all the years of touring that I did, was because that was the way that I could do this work and have my heart be full of joy.
If I can recommend a song for you, you may have run into it along the way. I don't have any idea if you know who Peter Alsop is.
Oh, we met years ago.
He
He wrote the
did.
I Am a Pizza song.
Yes, he also wrote a song, Dancing at the Revolution.
Oh, nice.
Human rights is a serious thing, but we'll remember how to sing while we work for a social change, laugh with each other to keep sane.
Oh, nice. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and he wrote I Am a Pizza. Yes.
You're right. About denial. Right.